The Island Cafe sits on the main road into Everglades City. It's where tourists try out gator bites, but the locals go for the cheeseburgers. And on this day, a year after Hurricane Irma deposited almost a foot of sludge on the floor, it's cleaned up and bustling with customers. For this town of just over 400 people, it's been 12 months of hard work, waiting, and learning, especially for Mayor Howie Grimm, who was appointed mayor just 5 days before the storm hit.
I didn't know anything about government. You know, I'm used to being in business and things happen really quick. And with the government, it doesn't happen that fast. So that's been the biggest learning thing for me is patience.
Grimm says 8,500 volunteers flooded the town in the 2 months after the hurricane and discovered a place they wanted to return to. And that helped the town through what might have been a horrible tourist season.
So when season started, a lot of those same people came back. I met some of them in our retail market that said, we just wanted to come back and help. We wanted to spend money in Everglades City to help you recover.
Almost all the homes and businesses in Everglades City were badly damaged or destroyed. And there was one Hurricane Irma-related death. Lee Martini, the Everglades fixture everyone in town seemed to know, died from a bacterial infection days after fighting through chest-high floodwaters, escaping his home during the brunt of the storm. His wife, Lisa Martini, was by his side that day, and still works in City Hall, where she does water billing.
It seems like forever ago that we had the storm, but I can sit at the breakfast table in my mind, and, you know, Lee's right there. So, yeah, nothing has changed, you know what I mean, in a sweet way. The memories are just so vivid for me.
The Martini home stood until just days ago.
The memories that come up with the house is that I just kept seeing what it used to be. You know, I would see Lee everywhere. And, you know, so those memories. But then there wasn't any way to rebuild. It was utterly, totally ruined.
Like many others in Everglades City, Martini has been displaced. She stayed with friends or in a FEMA trailer while waiting on grants, FEMA money, and insurance money.
Insurance money is slower than FEMA. I mean, you had to hire somebody to fight for your own money. You know, it's kind of ridiculous. Our city clerk, Dottie, just got her insurance money just a couple of weeks ago. I mean, we're almost a year out, and she had to literally fight for it.
But Grimm says slowing down the rebuilding process has forced some long-range planning on the part of those wanting to rebuild.
We've got about 25 homes on the ground right now that we're waiting, that haven't been worked on at all, that we're waiting on grant money to raise them, to elevate them, and then fix them. We just hate to see people put a bunch of money in a home that's on the ground, and then it happens again, because it's not, if we have another hurricane, we understand we're going to have another one.
For Lisa Martini, the slow recovery pace has helped her through a difficult year of new beginnings and treasured memories.
The treasures are in my heart. It's, you know, where no moth and no rust can get, because and that's what's important. I thank God every day that I had Lee Martini in my world for as long as I did. And I didn't want to miss a molecule of this past year, because for me it was a sacred time. I wanted to honor my love for him.
If you drive through the streets of Everglades City, the homes look good from the outside, but the ones with the windows wide open give a telltale sign that the interior isn't fixed yet. Almost all of the restaurants are open, and at Island Cafe, there are only a couple of t-shirts indicating the wearer is a volunteer, still helping to rebuild. Julie Glenn, WGCU News, Everglades City.